Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
I know that my Redeemer lives. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and us hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. 1 John 1:1. John's proclamation is a triumphant statement of faith. Some Christians were stumbling over the Gnostic teaching that Jesus did not really have a body. This heresy borrowed much from contemporary philosophy, but contradicted the gospel. Gnosticism had weakened the faith of some, so John wrote to remind the church of the truth of the incarnation. How like John's audience we are. The foolish philosophies of this world easily take us captive. Robert Murray McChaney urges us to fix our eyes on Jesus and throw doubt to the wind. Walk with Robert Murray McChaney, a Scottish minister and evangelist in the mid-1800s. O brethren, could you and I pass this day through these heavens and see what is now going on in the sanctuary above? Could you see what the child of God now sees who died last night? Could you see the Lamb with the scars of his 5 deep wounds sitting in the very midst of the throne? Could you see the thousands all singing, "Worthy is the Lamb that was slain"? And were one of these angels to tell you, "This is he that undertook the cause of lost sinners"? There he is upon the throne of heaven. Consider him. Look long and earnestly upon his wounds and glory. Could you see all these things? Do you think it would be safe to trust him? Yes, yes, every soul exclaims, "Lord, it is enough. Let me ever stand and gaze upon the Almighty, all-worthy, all-divine Savior. Yes, though the sins of all the world were on my wicked head, still I could not doubt that his work is complete, and that I am quite safe when I believe in him." Today's New Testament reading is 1 John chapter 1, verses 1 through 4.
The letter of 1 John, chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the word of life. The life appeared, we have seen it and testified to it, and we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete.
John had enough faith to publicly proclaim his Christianity at a time when it brought imprisonment or death. Do you have enough faith to salt your conversation with Christ at a time when it might bring scorn? If you're like most of us, you answered, "Well, maybe." Fortunately, we have a Savior who hears us when we cry, "I do believe, help me overcome my unbelief." Be encouraged. That is a prayer he will answer.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.